earthworm bait and bait worm. I reckon they're all about the same, I guess. Mm-hmm. Earthworm, everything.
What about the hard shell thing that pulls in its neck and legs into its shell when you touch it?
You mean turtle?
Mm-hmm. Now, are there different kinds of turtles?
Turtle, different mm-hmm. kind, yeah, the hard shell and the soft shell.
Mm-hmm. What about the dry land? Is there a difference between a dry land?
Terrapin.
A dry land's a terrapin,
terrapin,
I see.
Yeah. And not as big as a turtle around water.
Oh, I see, mm-hmm. I see. And is there any difference, would you know between freshwater and saltwater turtles?
I wouldn't know what it was. Find them on the creek.
Mm-hmm.
And here.
What's the kind of thing that you find in freshwater streams? Got claws. Looks a little bit like a lobster. When you turn it over on a rock, it swims away backwards.
Crawfish.
Mm-hmm. You have any other names here?
No, I don't.
Names the kids call them? Names the kids would call them? Or names you used to call them?
I don't know. Crawdad, is that what it's called?
Mm-hmm.
I think it is crawdad. I think it's crawfish.
What are those small fan-tailed sea animals with thin, almost transparent shell? You get them, they're caught by dragging nets in boats. At a fish market, you might ask for a few pounds of little orange things, orange and white. A few pounds of, not lobsters.
Crab.
Not crab. Yeah. Oh, it's a seafood. Say that we used to get a boat out of. Sometimes it made fun of a little kid, saying he's smaller than the rest of the kids. You say, "Well, he's just a little." It's named after that kind of seafood.
I can't think of it. I know it, but I can't think of it.
It might be called a shrimp. Shrimp. Not lobster. Okay. You ever heard of shrimp?
Shrimp, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And would that be, the way you said, would that be one, or if you had more than one, you'd say, I have a lot of
shrimp.
Mm-hmm. What's the insect that flies around a light and tries to fly into it sometimes? Flies around a candle? Or light and tries to fly into it? At night, you know? Sometimes when you grab it, powder comes off on your hands. Things that sometimes they get in your clothes and eat them up if you aren't careful.
Moth. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Just one of them would be it.
Yeah, moth.
Mm-hmm. And they would go around candles sometimes, or lights at night. Is that right?
Yeah.
You can turn the light on?
Mm-hmm.
Is that same thing? Same thing that eats up your clothes?
I don't know.
What's the thing that flies around with a light in its tail? Lights up at night.
Lightning bug.
Mm-hmm. Have any other things you call that?
I don't know.
There's a thin, long-bodied insect. It's got a hard little beak and two pair of wings. It hovers around in damp places, sometimes swamps and stuff. Some people say that they're a sign that snakes are nearby. They eat mosquitoes. They eat them. They fly around swamps and lakes. See, they're real funny looking. They got long, thin bodies.
Kingfisher?
What was that?
Kingfisher.
Kingfisher?
Birds called kingfisher.
No, this is a little insect. Did you ever hear something called snake doctor? Dragonfly?
Yeah, I've heard of them. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What would you call them most commonly?
I don't know no other name for them. Mm-hmm.
All right, what about the... What kind of stinging insects do you know? Insects that sting you?
Bees and wasps and bumblebees. Hornets and
mm-hmm.
yellow jackets.